Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone. This is Mahin, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategies and insights that empower Canadian businesses to thrive in today's dynamic landscape. Today, we're focusing on the critical role of brand building and community trust, particularly within our own neighborhoods. Now, in an era where local connections are more vital than ever, businesses are seeking innovative ways to engage with their communities and build a trusted presence. Now, understanding how global platforms adapt to local needs is key for entrepreneurs, and to discuss that, joining us is Christopher Doyle, the Managing Director for Nextdoor in Canada. Christopher is a trusted senior executive with a broad range of experience in large strategic partnerships, revenue growth, and growth marketing. At Nextdoor, he's responsible for leading all operations, and he's passionate about using technology for the collective good, putting shared humanity at the center of platform thinking. Previously, he was the first head of partnerships for Twitter in Canada. And today we'll discuss the rebranding of a global tech company through a Canadian lens, explore why Canada is ready for smarter neighborhood technology, and delve into the evolution of local connections in Canada, especially with the launch of new Nextdoor experience on July 15th. Without further ado, let's welcome our guest, Christopher. Christopher, we are very pleased to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Very pleased to have you with us. Now, Christopher, you're at the helm of a significant evolution for Nextdoor in Canada, essentially rebranding a global tech company through a distinctly Canadian lens. Please tell us, what does it take to localize a global platform like Nextdoor for Canadian users and communities, and why do local context and community trust matter so much in every design, content, and strategy decision you make?
Yeah, for sure. I think, first of all, it's because Nextdoor is essentially hyper-local. We have to be super relevant and contextually relevant and a strong utility for Canadian neighbors. So how do we do that? It all starts with very, very deep listening. So this is where we go and we talk to our neighbors. So we surveyed and consulted with Canadian neighbors to understand their needs. So and what we found was, like, they wanted more trusted sources of local information, local news. Local news, there's a dearth of local news right now. So that was one thing. The other thing that we really found, and I think this is a huge void that we are filling with our new product, is a lack of real-time alerts in my area. So safety alerts around, it could be around weather, it could be around crime and safety, it could be any number of things that are happening in the neighborhood, traffic that you don't know about, relevant right to my neighborhood, my postal code, down at that granular level. So really, it's just like talking to neighbors, right? And that's what they told us, and that's what we're so happy and proud about with this launch. But it also means local Canadian leadership on the ground. So we have a Canadian team that's working with our product team in San Francisco. We've got product leaders, we've got marketing leaders here in Canada. And so that brings the Canadian lens to what we do, which is a global company and a global product, but really making it work from a utility standpoint for Canadian neighbors. And the other aspect I think is really important for us has been partnerships. So with trusted Canadian brands and companies. So on the public agency side, that's been Red Cross Canada, and they've been an incredible partner, in the area of emergency preparedness and everything that they're doing on our platform to communicate with neighbors. And then secondly is the Alberta-based company called Samdesk, who's powering these real-time alerts that we're so excited about. So when you put that all together, you have a pretty special thing for Canadian neighbors that we think is not only going to be a very delightful experience for them on the new version of the app, but also just incredibly useful.
Mm-hmm. That's a crucial insight, Christopher. I mean, it really highlights the importance of deeply understanding and respecting local nuances to build genuine trust within communities. Now, it's clear that new Nextdoor is designed to resonate deeply with Canadian communities by prioritizing local context and fostering genuine trust. Now let's explore the core changes in smart technology behind the new Nextdoor experience, because Christopher, the new Nextdoor is going to roll out globally and in Canada this July 15, which represents a comprehensive redesign. Please tell us, what are the biggest changes and how Canadians will be using this new platform, and what inspired this significant relaunch, including the introduction of power features like alerts and news?
Yeah, for sure. I think that is the core of it, of this relaunch, is really the real-time alerts that we talked about that are going to be so relevant to your neighborhood, and the local news, same thing. So it's going to be verified, trusted news sources from your community, both on the platform for Canadians. But really, this overall, it also includes a major redesign of the app. So it's going to be a cleaner, more intuitive, more reflective of Canadian neighborhood life. It's going to be easier to unlock the brain of your neighborhood, I like to say. There's so much richness on the Nextdoor platform for communities and for neighbors. And now we're going to make it easier to find that. And as I said, it's like the two core pillars as we go into them is like on the alert side, Canadians can now get these verified hyper-local alerts. So that means weather, it means emergencies, it means public safety issues. These are going to be visualized on a neighborhood map. And as I said, they're powered by a Canadian-based company called Samdesk. So first time really this is going to be in front of Canadian consumers to this degree. And so we think that's incredibly valuable. We've all seen sort of the uptick in extreme weather emergencies that are happening, be it wildfires or floods. We also know the stats around crime and safety. And so it's going to alert neighbors as to really what's happening in their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the alert side. And that's really, again, to, I think, responding to that demand from Canadian neighbors for those timely, actionable local information bits, and responding to these rising crisis situations that we have. And then on the second piece of it that we're super excited about as well is this local news integration. So really, Nextdoor in Canada has been a place where neighbors have come and shared their stories and their updates on what's happening in the neighborhood. And so now what a special mix we have when we add in verified local publishers into the platform. So that's going to allow them to get trusted local stories right from their neighborhood, I think is the key there. So we all know that there's a place for national news and different types of topics, whether it's politics or sports. But I noticed in my neighborhood, I didn't know where to go to get the local news, right? So now I'm going to be able to get that local news. And it's news that I can use. You know, it was on a holiday weekend, learning that the roadways and highways around me were going to be doing road work and having closures. That impacts my plans with my family, right? So it's like really super hyper-local, relevant, and useful information, I suppose. And also, we know that local newsrooms are shrinking, right? So it's sort of also partnering with them to make sure that they can have access to our neighbors in terms of growing their traffic, and we're drawing people back to their sites, but also just surfacing that in the unique way that only we can, is to match that news story up with your neighborhood. So that's where, again, that's where that specialness comes. And
that
then the
other, yeah. Go ahead.
No, yeah, for sure. And then the third one I was just going to say is for us is really the launch of business tools, local business tools. Like small businesses have always been a huge part of Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the first time in Canada, we've got the Nextdoor Ads Manager where they can go on and super easy and intuitive way for them, again, to reach more neighbors. So that's sort of the third pillar to those changes.
No, that sounds like a powerful shift, really moving towards more essential utility and critical real-time local information, Christopher. Now, the new Nextdoor is poised to fundamentally change how Canadians engage with their neighborhoods through smarter, more relevant technology. Let's kind of delve deeper into the importance of hyperlocal information and Canada's role in making this technology even smarter. Christopher, in today's digital age, this information is proving to be incredibly powerful. What makes hyperlocal information so important in 2025? And what are Canadians using Nextdoor for the most right now in terms of taking action, staying informed, and supporting each other block by block? And specifically, what role does Canadian tech, like your partnership with Samdesk in Edmonton, play in helping making the platform smarter and more useful?
Yeah. No, it's a great question because really, I think we're living in this age of information overload, right? So it's really the super hyper local relevance is what's driving that action. And I know last year we did for the first time here in Canada a recap of the top most talked about topics on Nextdoor. And all of them had that, as we described, that local flavor to them, that hyper local awareness of an issue that drove that action. So an example of that I remember was in Toronto, was around bike lane issues and neighbors talking about that, not only discussing viewpoints, but giving information about what's going on and what's being discussed at a hyper-local level. So like civic politics, there is a place for it. People need to know what's going on in their neighborhoods, and that's how it happens. So I think really it's that hyper-local utility that drives the relevance and drives that action. Mm-hmm. And then Canadians are using Nextdoor for real-time emergency alerts. So that's like when there's unfortunately a wildfire, I need to know what's happening because that's critical information for me to possibly evacuate my home and to alert my neighbors, my friends, my family as to what the situation is. So I think it's that real-time nature of it and the hyper-locality. And when you combine those two, that, again, that's something I think only Nextdoor can do. Mm-hmm. And then it's, I think one thing we've always done well is the local business recommendations and services. And now that's just unlocking that brain of the neighborhood with AI and machine learning and making sure that those insights and recommendations from neighbors are better surfaced to our neighbors, right? So if you're looking for the best new pizza shop near you where you live, you want to be able to get all the trusted, relevant local information from neighbors nearby. And that's what Nextdoor is going to unlock. And then I think too, it's always been a place on Nextdoor for community events, for sale and free listings, you know, especially around spring cleaning time. And also with the cost of living crisis that's happening, it's a trusted place to go and get items and give away items for free and for sale near you. Again, all coming back to that location. So I think there's really sort of too, post-COVID, as we've always said, a renewed appreciation for neighborhoods, right? And the role that the local neighborhood plays in our daily lives. I know I felt that as someone who was, you know, locked down at home, as so many of us were, and no longer commuting where I was going for work, but being at home and then finding places in the neighborhood that I didn't know existed before. And that's a pretty cool thing. And that's what Nextdoor wants to bring to life every single day. And then I think on the second part of your question, I think it's really around, you know, Canadian tech powering these innovations, like working with a Canadian company like Samdesk to get that trusted real-time verified information on alerts, like information that critical coming from an Alberta-based company, to me is really, really exciting and something we're super proud of. They're powering those real-time crisis alerts. Again, I think where the specialness of it comes is like we're matching it then to your location, your neighborhood. And that's going to be incredibly important, I think, for Canadian neighbors, because I don't know of anywhere else where you can get that real-time information. So that's why we're so excited about it. And I think it's the first time that this tech is being brought to consumers, as we were saying, and all through Nextdoor. So really enabling faster, verified alerts. And I think that real-time nature of it is going to be key, because as we know, in an emergency, you need to know what's happening. Right. I think, too, there's different levels of alerts, too, that we'll see evolve over time. So certainly that are calling like the red alerts are the super super crisis alerts, where it's like, I need to know now that there's a wildfire in my neighborhood and they need to evacuate. But then there's going to be other alerts around traffic, you know, traffic stuff. There's going to be other safety stuff that maybe isn't of a critical nature, but it's really nice to know that there's something like this going on in my neighborhood. The other one is power outages. That's another one I would put into that. It's like, yeah, that there's a reported power outage in this neighborhood. That's really, really valuable information to know. So I think it reinforces too sort of our commitment to sourcing Canadian innovation to meet the needs of Canadian neighbors, is what I would sum it up as.
That truly underlines the enduring value of local connections and information, especially when amplified by Canadian innovation. Nextdoor's strategic use of Canadian technology is clearly enhancing the platform's utility and relevance for local communities. Now let's discuss how Nextdoor is opening up new opportunities for businesses and what trust means in the real tech world today. Because, Christopher, Nextdoor isn't just a platform for neighbors, because I wanted to clarify that, because our platform focuses on SMBs. It's also powerful. It's a very powerful tool for businesses and to connect with their most valuable audience. So please tell us, what does trust look like in tech today, especially for a platform connecting neighbors, and how does Nextdoor earn and maintain that trust? And furthermore, like, how will the new self-serve ad platform for local businesses and the opening for enterprise advisors empower Canadian entrepreneurs to engage this trusted high-value audience of millions of neighbors?
Yeah. For sure. So I think, first of all, on the trust side, what I've always said about Nextdoor is that it's unique on our platform that it's really not a place for anonymity and bots, right? Which I feel hurts trust on the platform. So Nextdoor is built on trust. So we have verified neighbor accounts, which doesn't have anonymity. which encourages accountability and civility. And there's a whole bunch of research, really smart research on that. Like, if you know that, you know my name, and you know, and I tell you that I live on the street in the neighborhood and I'm married with four kids, that's a very different thing than just being anonymous behind a screen and lobbing insults at people. I'm going to be much less likely to do that, right? If we know each other, that we're in the neighborhood. So you're showing up as who you really are. So this is fostering this civility and accountability. We've always had clear community guidelines and proactive moderation tools, which has been fantastic on the platform. And also like trusted partnerships, as I said, with like entities like Canadian Red Cross and tons more across the country, whether it's like municipal governments or emergency services, et cetera. And so really, I think too, it's built on proximity. That's how the platform is designed. So by that very nature, it's building trust. In fact, like it's not built as other networks were around different forms of networks, right? So whether that was my friends or around specific interests that I have or whatnot. So this is really built around where you live. And that mm-hmm. in itself sort of, in some ways, levels the playing field because, hey, we all live in this neighborhood and we got to know what's going on, right? So that's really, I think, yeah, when it's built on proximity, not popularity, so to speak, the conversations stay more grounded and constructive. And we earn that trust through consistency, through relevance, and through by putting people, not algorithms, first. And that's why I think like this launch is so important and so vital, because there's going to be community conversation. There already is, but now there's going to be that utility front and center, right? So we're going to have those real-time alerts. We're going to have local news. And now, as you were mentioning too, and the second part of the question was there's new tools for SMBs. So we've always been a place where SMBs can go on Nextdoor and interact with customers that are going to drive real traffic in their neighborhoods. Again, built all around that location, right? So these are self-serve ad tools that are built with SMBs in mind on our platform. So these are easy to use. They're fast to launch. They're cost-effective for businesses. They can reach, again, verified neighbors based on geography and interests and intent, which I think is a real neat thing for businesses. And then also it's like it's giving Canadian brands now the access to one of the most locally engaged household decision maker audiences online. So that's the Nextdoor user, right? So we're already seeing some early success through early brand pilots where it's delivering very well for both enterprise and small business customers. So super excited that this is now available to our Nextdoor business audience, because again, they have wanted to engage with neighbors in a bit more intuitive and innovative ways. And now they finally have that direct line to the most valuable customers, which is the neighborhoods around their businesses. So it's going to make it a lot easier for them too. So, and I think too, there's been some special unique cases. Well, maybe not too unique, but some businesses have, as you know, like operated multiple neighborhoods across Canada. Now they're going to be able to do that. Whereas before you're sort of a little bit more restrictive, maybe to your own physical, like brick and mortar location. So now we're opening it up and it's a more intuitive tool for you to reach Canadians in more neighborhoods across the country as well.
That's a critical combination, Christopher. I mean, building trust while also providing powerful new avenues for businesses to connect directly with their communities is amazing. And the new Nextdoor clearly provides a unique and trusted channel for Canadian businesses to authentically really engage and grow within their neighborhoods. Finally, let's mm-hmm. reflect on your personal journey and Nextdoor's ultimate vision, because Christopher, your passion for local connection seems deeply rooted, a theme evident throughout your career and in Nextdoor's mission. So please tell us, could you like share maybe like that experience, like printing headlines at your kitchen table and seeing the real world impact of local news, which sparked a lifelong respect for media and community storytelling, and how did that continue to guide your work at Nextdoor today?
Yeah, for sure. It really has come full circle for me, to be honest. So my dad, God bless him, he's passed away a couple of years ago, and God rest his soul. But he was the inspiration, because I worked, as you said, I was with him. He started a local newspaper in our small town, and I was working with him in high school. And then I went on to get a journalism degree from Carleton University and have worked in media for most of my career. And, and I was thinking like, how cool is it now that, he's passed, but, I'm doing local news here. We're bringing local news to neighbors on Nextdoor, and seeing like so many local publishers that we reached out to and that we're working with already. And it's just starting. So it's going to continue to grow. But I am reminded of my dad, because it's like giving them another tool to like reach those local neighbors and like we all know, like the local news is such like in many ways like the lifeblood of a community. Like we need to know what's going on. Like we need to stay connected. And we've seen, as you said, it's shrinking, right? And like it's been a tough time for that industry. So I think not only is it going to be a benefit to inform neighbors, but I'm very hopeful that it's also going to help publishers like my dad, who, you know, really needed that boost in because it's a tough business model out there for a lot. So especially in the smaller communities, like I grew up in a small town. So I think it's tough everywhere, but it's even maybe more magnified in those smaller communities. So yeah, so that kitchen table project really planted a seed, right? That, you know, and it was all about both my parents, my mom and my dad were just rooted in community and so dedicated to community. And serving their communities. And so, yeah, I still see that impact. It's on a different scale here at Nextdoor now. So, we've got, you know, come from a small town, but now we're across the country in Canada with millions of neighbors. And then, of course, we're around the world as well. But the impact, I think, is the same, is what I would say, right? Like local news matters, like those local alerts and everything that we're doing, this matters to people. So we want to make the neighborhood, you know, your true home, right? Like it's a true home for you because you know what's going on, the people, the places, the things that matter. So yeah, full circle moment for sure.
That's a truly inspiring personal story, Christopher, and it perfectly illustrates how early experiences can shape a profound commitment to community and local media. Now, your leadership at Nextdoor's innovations are clearly shaping a more connected and resilient future for Canadian neighborhoods. This has been such an enlightening conversation with you, Christopher. As we wrap up now, if there's one key message you want our listeners to take away about building a strong, trusted local presence in today's digital economy, what would it be?
Building a strong, trusted local presence in today's digital economy. First of all, I would say just, if you haven't got Nextdoor, please download the app. And if you've tried it before and were like, no, there's nothing there for me, please try it again, because it's going to be different. So I just wanted to get that in there first. But I think in answering your question, yeah, trusted local presence in today's digital economy, I think it's like proximity and strength are your strongest assets there. Mm-hmm. Build for your neighborhood first. So start there, understand the needs. Every neighborhood is unique. Speak its language, earn the trust of the neighbors. And then really the most powerful business growth comes from the real world word of mouth. So platforms like Nextdoor are sort of where that happens at scale, so to speak. So yeah, so that's what I would say.
No, Christopher, it has been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Again, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your insights with us. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Enjoyed the chat.
And listeners, that was an insightful conversation with Christopher Doyle, the Managing Director for Nextdoor in Canada, on rebranding for local context, the evolution of neighborhood technology, and how Nextdoor is empowering Canadian entrepreneurs. Again, thank you for tuning into the podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Please be sure to subscribe by visiting our website, canadiansme.ca. And a special shout out before we leave to our partners, RBC, UPS, Avon Global College at Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, please keep innovating and striving for success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.